still carry your driver's license on you, do you?
I don't know the number.
Perfect. Okay. And spell your first and last name?
T-Y-L-E-R, Tyler.
Okay. And date of birth? And what's a good phone number for you if we have follow-up questions?
805.
Okay. And then what engine are you guys?
Engine 31. Well, actually, medic rescue engine 31.
And where are you based out of?
Right down the street, Duesenberg.
Like, do you know the address right there?
It's 151 Duesenberg Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not sure it's okay.
Okay. All right, so take me from all the way from you got the call all the way up until I'm talking to you now.
We're down on Los Robles Drive, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's right around. Right over there, 2 minutes away. Just cleared a call, got the TC, so we stopped, got in our turnouts. Came over here as we were coming. I think the only first cop I saw was when we were coming to the end of the street. There's one hauling ass by us. I think I came up to about the front of the engine. I drive the engine. So the front of the engine was probably in the middle of this driveway right here. And it seemed like a pretty normal PC call until right when I got there, and I noticed, I think it's the sergeant that was here.
Mm-hmm.
He was just full on, like, giving me the, like, stop, back up, and, like, shit, and that's when I actually realized that stuff was happening.
Okay.
And then you could see him over there. He was just kind of standing in the truck or whatever, just cutting himself, just sitting there, like, mm-hmm. And then, so then we got out, we started backing up, we ended up right where the engine was there, and stopped, and then basically you have to watch the whole show. He was cutting himself a little bit on my fireman. We have an extra guy on our rig. They were both getting in the back, and so I was kind of watching them. So I was going back and forth, watching them, watching this. And I saw him come around the truck, and then they started firing. So I'm like, I think whatever they fired first, I guess it's bags or something. I don't know what it is. But I was looking back. I didn't really see it. And then I started hearing shots, and I was back. And then he started kind of like zombie walking. It looked kind of weird. I don't know. He was like walking with a knife, you could see him coming at him.
Okay.
And then right where the area here is down right now, that's where they all kind of all threw and surrounded and dropped him. I don't know what they were firing though, but he just ran off.
Okay.
And then they were huddled around for a while, they were checking in, cuffed him, and then they were like calling us in. And we got up. I was one of the last ones up there actually. I was getting all the equipment. And then when I was there, I ended up putting the backboard behind him. I think I stepped in this little pile of blood on the left side of him over here.
Okay.
And then strapped him to the backboard, and that's kind of all the interaction I had with him. Other than that, I was just carrying bags and putting him around.
Okay. Then you guys just came over here.
Ended up walking out this way, yeah.
Okay.
And then just,
you know, talking about the engine, so.
Yeah, okay. I'm hanging around here the whole time.
Okay. So you were driving the
the big one, not the little one, yeah.
Okay.
The little one parked right over there. They stopped short. They didn't come in as far as we did. And when we came in, too, the ambulance came out kind of right behind us, and then we both started backing up. They realized.
Okay.
And then after the whole scene was secure, the ambulance drove up here.
Okay. Do you remember when you got the call?
Dispatch at 116.
Okay.
And we got here at 119.
Okay. You said you were on Los Robles?
Yeah, Los Robles, which is like Duesenberg, right on TO, and then left on Sunset, and then right on Los Robles.
Okay.
the very end of it's a little cul-de-sac that goes on that. I'm not sure.
And the call was just a TC?
No, we're on a medical call over there.
Okay. And then you got...
We were leaving, and we were literally just driving away, and that's when this got dispatched, and we stopped, got in our turnouts, got back in, and then drove back out to T.O., down to Duesenberg and right through.
Okay. And then when you got to Duesenberg right here, that's the first time you saw the golf cart go by?
That's the first one I saw, yeah, he blew by.
Okay.
But then there were obviously already two others here. There was three, I think.
Okay.
We got here.
Okay. Do you remember what the call was here?
The TC.
Just straight TC?
Yeah. Okay. That was it.
Okay. So you start driving up this way.
Yeah. And then the first, it seemed like...
Which is what, eastbound?
On the car. Yeah, it's eastbound. But then the first thing I noticed was when he was telling me to stop, I was like, oh shit, alright. And then I looked at the guy and saw him cutting himself and I went,
okay.
Okay. So I do something.
So where exactly do you park up here?
I was somewhere right by those lights, to be honest. Right around that area.
Okay. So in the like, in the center median.
Yeah, I was right in the center. I was like probably
even with the driveway. Okay.
Right where that light is, basically to the left a little bit, maybe a teeny bit forward.
Okay.
And then he was right by the door there, the driver door, and he was like, give me the stop.
So sergeant, the other guy was up by the Tahoe, right?
The sergeant was by the door right there.
Okay.
And he was telling me to stop. And that's when I started backing up. And then I think when I started backing up, I kind of saw a little bit. One ran back. I don't know if it was him or not. I ran back, got like a shotgun, came back. And that's when we were backing up.
Okay. You guys just backed straight up?
Yeah, just straight back to the other side.
Okay. Do you remember where the one that grabbed the shotgun, where was he?
He ran to over this place over there.
He ran over here?
I don't know which one it was though, but I saw the side view all back in.
Okay.
And then he ran back. And then that's when we kind of got over here.
Okay. Did you see the shotgun?
A little bit. There's orange ish on it.
Like orange?
Orange. Yeah. Okay.
Alright, so he runs back up and then you guys head back down. So were you sitting in the cab?
I was watching all in the cab, yeah.
In the cab?
So it was me and the captain were in the cab, all the rest were behind the rig, kind of like leaning out watching.
Okay. Okay. So once you guys are back there, describe what happened up here again. And we can come up here so you can kind of like point and shit.
Like I said, the whole time I kept looking back at the guys behind me to make sure like if they needed to back out or run them over or something, but... So I saw him standing by the car, whenever he was like right there, just cutting himself or whatever, and that's when I started looking back, doing my thing, and then when I looked back again, he was coming out from around the car, and then...
So what side was he on when he was cutting himself?
On the left side, that's right.
On the driver's side?
Kind of like, here's the back of the back windshield or whatever, he was kind of like right there, just looking out.
Okay. And then, facing this way?
Yeah. Kind of like this, and then I think I'm pretty sure he went back like this after he was done kind of cutting, chilled back, and then that's when he like... Back around.
Did you see what he was cutting himself with?
It looked like a knife, yeah. But it was pretty far away. I couldn't be positive.
Okay.
But there's also a knife right over there, so I assume it was that knife.
Okay. Too far for blood and all that?
Oh, no, you can see the blood.
You can see the blood.
I can see blood, yeah. I can see the lines every time he's going like that.
Okay. Okay. So you saw him cutting himself, and then what happened?
So I didn't see him actually walk out, because that's when I looked back. And then when I looked back at him, he was already, like, past the car, kind of coming out. And then he kind of walked out this way, and there was, like, I want to say three. I'm not positive. There was, like, three of them all kind of grouped together right over here.
Deputies?
Yes, deputies.
Okay.
They're all grouped together right there. And then,
kind of like where he's at right now?
He was more, like, when I saw him, he was kind of back there, like, on the curb or whatever, I guess.
Okay.
Past that sign that's flagged off.
Okay.
He was kind of right there, and he started, like, walking this direction toward them.
Okay.
I think that's when they probably started doing their non-lethal stuff, and then once he got closer, I could see the knife as he like got into the street, basically, and then I could see the knife in his hand, but he was kind of like, it wasn't like running, but he was like,
the zombie walk?
It was weird, yeah.
Okay. What hand did he have the knife in?
I think it was in the right.
Okay.
Back in the puzzle.
Okay. So he starts doing the zombie walk at him, and they're all lined up right here. What happened after that?
They all lined up here, and that's when all the shots started going off. I don't know what they were shooting or not, but that's when he dropped.
Okay. Was it just a grouping of shots, or was it like
one
shot
and another shot? It started like one, two, and then it was like, and then like a ton fast.
Okay.
And then that's when he dropped, when all the fast ones went.
Okay. Could you tell which... Deputy shot first? Okay.
They were all, like I said, all three were like pretty close together.
Okay. And then once all the shots go down, what happens after that?
All shots go down, he kind of dropped, they kind of all sat there and kind of surrounded him, and they were just sitting there with the flashlights. They weren't really doing anything, they were just watching, I guess, to make sure he wasn't going to move or do something like that.
Okay.
Probably like 30 seconds or something like that. And then they started doing them checking for weapons or whatever they were checking for.
Okay.
And then cuffing him, and then once they did that, I think more cops were coming at that point. Like, I think before that, actually, like right after we backed up, another cop showed up. Actually, they drove between me and the rescue on this far side over here.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know where they parked. Maybe this one.
Okay.
But another one came up, and then I think that's when they called us in, I believe. After.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then you said you were pretty much carrying gear and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Only, and only like actual patient carried it. It was the backboard and I helped like roll them on, and I was like, just carrying gear.
Okay. Do you know who pronounced?
Yeah. On the 441s.
Uh-huh.
Second.
Do you know his name?
Brian.
Okay. So you were pretty much in the cab the whole time until they called you up?
Yeah, until they gave us a signal, they gave a little flashlight or whatever for us to come up.
Okay.
And I was in the cab the entire time.
Okay. Did you hear any kind of talking or yelling or anything?
I didn't really
like
hear
that.
We had our headsets on and me and the captain were talking.
Okay.
And we were doing radio traffic and stuff, so I didn't hear any of that. The only thing I could hear was the gunshots.
Okay. You ever seen this guy before? Okay. Is there anything else that you can think of that I forgot to ask or anything you want to mention?
Probably it. I told you everything.
Okay. Alright.
Yep, that's it. So now we're going to do all the interviews right now. I think just because the vehicles are so close, I think in the TC might actually have skid marks, like, all the way back there for some reason. So I don't know if they're going to remove the cars or the trucks. Yeah, immediately. But I know they're working on getting one of the guys out here, and once he gets here, he's going to take his pictures and you guys can hold it off. So,
okay.
Shouldn't be too much longer. I know you guys have been waiting around for a little bit. But just keep it.
Yeah.